he's talking about them there in sports. Our guys from Venezuela still have their hearts in their home country.
Fly ball right center. It's back and gone. Another one for Churio on the homestand is fourth.
Yeah, Jackson Churio and William Contreras, both from Venezuela, parts of the country devastated by an earthquake earlier this summer, led to efforts to collect donations for the people of their native country. Friend of the program, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Lori Nickel reports in her latest column, while our attention has moved on, these guys have not. Lori, I was moved by your piece this week because, especially since I do what I do, my attention span is short. Our news cycle goes quickly.
Yeah, you forget about it.
Right? I admit it's been a long time since I thought about that earthquake, but these guys opened up to you about how much it is still on their minds and weighing on them.
You know, and they're really interesting too. They've played for Venezuela twice this year, and that's why I've been following Contreras and Churio, because it's different. We have to understand in Wisconsin, it's different for the foreign athletes. Their job, it's a job to play for the Brewers, for the Bucks, whatever it is. But when you play for country, it's very personal. And I wanted to talk to them about it because when the earthquake happened, I was busy and stuff. I never got a chance to donate. And I'd been thinking, you know, is that moment gone? Can we still help? And just talking to them, realizing this is something they look at daily. This is something that they're still looking at on their phones. They're still following the news. They're still talking to people back at home, of course, because it's so personal. So while, you know, we had the fundraiser and all that, and a big splash momentarily, for them, it's on their mind every day. And I wanted to revisit that this time of year.
Well, and those two have led so many efforts to help back home. Are they impressed on any level with the generosity of the people here in Southeast Wisconsin, of Brewers fans who've said, hey, our guys asked for help. Here's our help.
That's it. William and Jackson both said repeatedly how grateful they were for the help from the Milwaukee community, the Wisconsin community, Brewers fans, the Latino community. You know, Venezuela, we have a very small representation here in our community of Venezuelans. You know, maybe a couple of Facebook groups, that's it. Yet the turnout was so big and they're really, really grateful. But what was interesting, Vince and Eric, is that William brought this up a couple of times. We just want the help to get to the right people. I had not seen that in the national news, but it sounds like there's a real concern that, you know, all this stuff was raised, all these supplies were donated. Is it getting to the people who need it? And that's why the Brewers Foundation actually paid an extra, I think it was $18,000 to ship those goods personally to Florida and then Venezuela to make sure that the supplies that were donated by us went to the right people and didn't end up in secondhand, you know, illegal kind of stuff. So that's interesting, too. Think about how hurtful and painful that is to do all that and not have it go to the right people.
Well, think about, too, just how hard it is to concentrate at your job, you know, right? Something going on, your kid's sick, whatever it is that you're dealing with. Something at the house is bugging you or you got a problem. Yeah. And how inefficient you are at your job at that moment because of that. And here these guys still day in, day out are going through this process of being successful at their job.
Thank you so much for saying that. We forget that. First of all, baseball is such a grind. You know, those are 10, 12-hour days out there every day. Those guys roll up to the ballpark at 2:30, 2 o'clock, sometimes earlier, and don't leave until 10, 11, 12. And it's every day, and it's the travel. And then they've been playing since the World Baseball Classic. Remember, they made history, first time ever Venezuela won. So they've been playing at a competitive, high-adrenaline race day, game day pace since March. So that is exhausting as well. And they acknowledged that, you know, that was difficult. And they said what's tough is, though, you can never prepare for something like an earthquake, a tragedy. There's no, you know, you can prepare your body for everything else and mentally, but they couldn't prepare for this. So it has been difficult. And I think we need to keep that in mind. Again, as we look at our athletes, those who are international and who play for their international teams, there's always going to be an extra strain. But we have to respect that they're going to always play for their country. It's pride. It's personal. But what's also interesting about William and Jackson is that they kept saying, too, Brewers are our priority, so we have to kind of do our job here well, and that's the way we can make Venezuela proud. But they said as soon as the season is done, they're going to go back and see what they can do to help when they go back home, probably in November.
The piece is called Brewers Stars Still Navigating Grief After Venezuela Quakes. You can read it at JS Online. Lori Nickel with us on Tuesdays. Good stuff, Lori. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
657 business headlines up next here on Wisconsin's Morning News.